More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last May, we introduced you to a group called Wish Granters. It's a nonprofit that helps to make the wishes of terminally ill adults here in Idaho come true. Now, for more than a decade, they have been providing a little bit of hope to those who need it most, facilitating end-of-life requests that range from spending time with elephants to skydiving to something as simple as a dinner with loved ones. So we wanted to check in and see how the organization is doing. So joining us today are Olivia Kavalikas and Kristen Jackson from Wish Granters. And we should note, Kristen is the director of membership here at the radio station, and Wish Granters is a sponsor of Boise State Public Radio. But I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So, Kristen, let me start with you. For folks who may not be familiar with Wish Granters, can you tell us a little bit about the nonprofit and how it got started?
Sure. So it started in June of 2010 with a gentleman by the name of Doug Raper, who happens to be my dad. Shout out to my dad. He used to work for the children's organizations that granted wishes, and it broke his heart every time he had to turn away somebody who was 18, 19, 20 years old and say, sorry, you're too old. You don't get a wish. Mm. And then he himself had cancer. And he sat going through chemo and looking at all these other adults sitting in the chairs next to him and thinking, gosh, they don't have anything to look forward to other than their next chemo treatment. And so he came up with this idea for Wish Granters. And like I said, June 2010, it was born. And here we are almost 14 years later, and we've granted over 425 wishes.
Wow. So, Olivia, how do you pick the recipients of these wishes?
Yeah, so we have people that will nominate a family member or a friend. A lot of the time it's a hospice worker or a nurse that has just come in contact with someone that they just feel is so deserving and is obviously going through something super tough. So the requirements to receive a wish from us is just that you have a terminal illness, and then we currently serve Ada, Canyon, and Jim counties. So and if you're 18 and older, and that's really it. It's simple. It's straightforward. We don't have an age cap on anything. It's just 18 and older. You're an adult. And yeah, we just have a lot of special, special people in this community that deserve a wish.
Kristen, can you talk to us about some of the upcoming wishes that you're working on granting right now?
Absolutely. So one of my favorite ones that we're working on right now is a wedding. This couple, you know, they're younger, they never got to have their dream wedding. And she said the last time the family comes together, she would rather have it be for a wedding than a funeral. And so we actually are planning a wedding for them, which is crazy, but it's fun. And it's going to be on their anniversary. So I think that'll be pretty cool. And then we just got one today where all he wants is a one night stay at the Anniversary Inn with his wife. It just came through today. You know, some wishes are so elaborate, like a wedding, and then just one night. He's not even asking for a weekend, just one night in a hotel room. So those are a couple that we're working on right now.
And I want to ask both of you this question. And Olivia, I'll start with you. What is it like to be able to help make these requests a reality?
Well, it honestly just gives me purpose every day. You know, we all know how much time we spend working. That's just kind of how life is. And when I can put my efforts and my heart into the work that I do with this type of impact, I just think it makes every day special and it makes me feel good about it. And I can't take any credit for it. I'm not the one that started this organization, but I'm blessed to be a part of it and just to, you know, have a small part in making a really big impact on somebody's life.
And Kristen, what about you? Because I'm sure that through this process, you really get to know these folks, right? Mm-hmm. So then what is it like when, A, you're helping them, but then you can actually make that request, you know, happen?
It's hard to put it into words, honestly. It's this feeling of accomplishment, of impact that you make. Like we generally get emails back when they come back with pictures from their trip or from whatever their wish may be, and being able to read their words, the impact it had on them, on their families, like that's what makes the difference for me. It makes me feel like, all those sleepless nights, all those hours of worrying about budgets and events and all of those things, that it's all worth it because we actually made a difference. Like, we actually made a difference for these people that they will, their families will take with them forever. They will never forget this.
And something I would like to add to that is, you know, you sometimes hear that when someone's towards the end of their life, they're hanging on for that one last thing. It's like, you know, there's something about it. They just feel it deep within of that they're hanging on for just something that is unfinished or something they need to do. We hear that a lot with our wishes, that somebody will, a week after they get back from their trip, pass so peacefully because they got that time with their family. They got to be a part of that one last wish that they wanted. And I mean, for me, when I read something like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so moving because we got to be a part of that.
Yep.
So that's really, really special.
And Kristen, I know you said so far in these 10 years, you've been able to grant 425 wishes. So since we chatted with you last year, how many just in this last year have you been able to put together?
That's a good question. I know Kristen said over 425 earlier. We're close to 450 at this point, and I don't want to say an exact number because I haven't counted up since the last time at like 438. Yeah. So we're about at 450 right now.
And in 1 year, we tend to grant between 50 to 70 wishes. It really just depends on the year. Last year, we had an 81% increase in wishes. And we did not have an 81% increase in funds. So we had to get a little creative this last year.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because this is truly a nonprofit, and you are looking for donations, right? Whether that's financial, what else though? Kristen, can you talk a little bit about that? Because of course, financial, but you know, if people might have, I'm thinking if someone wanted to go to Sun Valley, you know, maybe you have a condo there or something like that.
Yeah. So we do look for those in-kind donations a lot. A good example of that is generally this time of year, we get a lot of wishes for backyard redos because it's spring and they want to be outside in their yard. And so we have companies, you know, that will do sprinklers and they'll donate a sprinkler system. We have companies that will donate sod. We had a company that donated a swing set for kids in the backyard so that a gentleman could watch his grandkids play. So we have restaurants that donate gift certificates, hotels that donate stays, people who, like you mentioned, who have condos somewhere else that will donate a stay in their condo. We really, really rely on those in-kind donations. And last year, we had about as many in-kind donations as we did dollar donations.
Wow. So if people want to get involved, Kristen, how can they do that if they want to give financially or maybe they have an in-kind donation?
So they can do that through our website, obviously. They can get in contact with us through the website, wishgranters.org. You can make a donation there. You can register for our event that's coming up on Memorial Day, Wishes and Wine. And so we'd love to see people there.
Okay, very quickly, again, Wishes and Wine, it's on Memorial Day, and where is that?
It's at Indian Creek Winery in CUNA from noon to 4.
All right. I want to thank both of you so much for coming back and talking to us more about Wish Granters. We've been talking with Olivia Kavalikas and Kristen Jackson from Wish Granters. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.